The publishing industry is not the first to be shaken by a newly digital world. It's also not the first to resist that change. For Matthew Ingram, a senior writer with the website GigaOM, the publishers' efforts to tame Amazon are only doomed to fail.
I think in some ways they are trying to play King Canute.
King Canute?
Yeah, King Canute was the one who tried to stop the tides. There's some debate about whether he was just an idiot or whether he was trying to show people that you couldn't do that.
You think that King Canute could apply to the publishing industry?
They are trying to halt something that can't be halted.
You know that overall book sales are falling. I'm not blaming Amazon for this, but there is a problem.
But are higher prices going to solve that problem? How is that going to help? I know these are just small examples, but if you look at self-publishers like J.A. Conrath, when he dropped the price to 99 cents, he sold 10 times, 20 times, 30 times more books. You know, Amanda Hawking, she's a self-publishing phenomenon. She made, I think, close to $2 million in under a year by self-publishing through the Kindle platform. By selling short books, not incredibly well-written books, 99 cents. How well-written does it need to be for 99 cents?
But haven't you sort of implicitly made the point that quality costs? What about the kinds of advances that publishers lay out to get authors that may be really good?
I'm not saying that publishers don't provide value. I think they do. But now, I think they need to show what that value is. A good editor and a relationship that a writer has with that editor is a hugely valuable thing, something that Amazon, at least so far, isn't providing. But that's no longer the default.
A lot of critics think that the Department of Justice has inadvertently strengthened Amazon's monopoly in its decision, which was intended to be anti-monopoly.
Amazon's monopoly has actually decreased from about 90% or so to, I think, the 60% range. Now, I know the publishers would like to argue that that's because of agency pricing. I think it's probably in spite of agency pricing. Ebooks haven't even existed for that long. Amazon effectively created that market and has, you know, the leading e-reader. So obviously it's going to have a huge market share. But I think over time that is going to decrease. It almost always does.
Talk to me about how digital rights management, DRM, figures into this whole argument.
Okay, sure. So digital rights management is anything that protects the content in some way, prevents you from moving it to another device, prevents you from copying it. There was a fantastic column, I think Charlie Strauss wrote it, the science fiction author, about DRM. And his argument was that by agreeing to restrictive DRM, whether it's Amazon's or Apple's, authors and publishers effectively gave Amazon a giant stick to beat them with.
I don't understand.
Well, DRM locks those books into Amazon's platform, right? You buy a Kindle, you buy your books through Amazon, you can only read them on your Kindle.
But you have to have one format or another.
Sure, but you should have as many different formats as possible. So, in fact, there is a publisher who is pretty much doing that. O'Reilly has no DRM on any of its books. And Tim O'Reilly has said that, you know, piracy is this huge boogeyman that everybody talks about. Our books are going to be pirated. In some cases, you actually want your books to be pirated. It's how people find your content. Paulo Coelho, the Brazilian author, pirated his own books, uploaded them to BitTorrent servers so that he could broaden his reach into new markets. Never told his publisher. But of course, you know, now he has 3 million readers in Russia, and his publisher thinks that's fantastic.
So if you were talking to the big six publishers now, what would you advise them to do?
I would say reduce your costs.
Fire your editors?
Not necessarily. God knows there's got to be some fat in the publishing business.
What else?
Get rid of DRM.
Would you advise them to just sit back, think of England while Amazon sets the prices?
No, of course not. I mean, they have to negotiate with Amazon.
But Amazon holds all the cards.
Amazon doesn't hold all the cards. Amazon doesn't have all the content. It wants that content so that it can offer it to people on its platform. Push Amazon to give up on DRM. They want it just as badly as the publishers did. Instead of trying to protect a specific price point, think about what your business is going to look like in 5 years or 10 years, and how can you get there?
Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Matthew Ingram is a senior writer at the technology website GigaOM.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.